2 weeks ahead of first total solar eclipse over New York State in 99 years, Governor Hochul reminds New Yorkers of state efforts to ensure a safe viewing experience for this once-in-a-generation event. Since October 2022, Interagency Task Force convened by Governor Hochul has been working with local authorities to prepare. Governor Hochul cautions travelers to prepare for high volume of traffic and reminds New Yorkers to use proper eye protection during eclipse. Governor Hochul releases Buffalo Bills PSA with safety tips here. State parks across New York and NASA to hold events on April 8 and weeks leading up to the event. 2 weeks ahead of the April 8 eclipse, Governor Kathy Hochul updated New Yorkers on the state's preparations to ensure everyone can have a safe and memorable viewing experience. In October 2022, Governor Hochul convened an interagency task force comprised of nearly 24 state agencies and authorities. The task force has been collaborating for the past 17 months on plans to ensure everyone can safely enjoy the eclipse. New York State is expecting hundreds of thousands of visitors, and Governor Hochul is reminding travelers of several tips to ensure the smoothest possible experience for everyone. Governor Hochul is advising travelers to get to their destination early and plan on staying late to avoid the most traffic, allow for extra travel time, and travel prepared with water and snacks. Additionally, drivers should never pull over on the side of the road to ensure first responders can get by in an emergency. The April 8 eclipse is a once-in-a-generation experience, and there's no better place to view it than in our beautiful state, Governor Hochul said. New York is ready to welcome millions of visitors, and my administration has been working hard to ensure everyone in the path of the eclipse can safely enjoy this rare event. I encourage anyone traveling for this experience to plan on arriving early to their destination and staying late to enjoy all of what our state has to offer. Governor Hochul is reminding New Yorkers that during the afternoon of April 8, a total eclipse will encompass 29 counties in the western and northern parts of New York State. For other areas of the state that are outside the path of totality, there will still be 88% to over 99% coverage. The next total solar eclipse that will be visible from the contiguous U.S. will not be until August 2044. Governor Hochul has been working with her administration to ensure everyone can safely enjoy this once-in-a-generation event by directing the New York State Police, Department of Transportation, and Thruway Authority to prepare for high volume of traffic. The governor is urging travelers to be patient, be prepared for backups and always obey traffic rules. Ensuring New Yorkers know where to find the proper eye protection. During the eclipse, looking directly at the sun without specialized eye protection can result in serious injury. More information and resources available here. Working with agencies and local authorities to ensure communities have the tools they need to manage an influx of visitors. Releasing a PSA featuring members of the Buffalo Bills reiterating important safety tips. Watch PSA here. Warning New Yorkers to protect themselves against potential scams, fake merchandise, and phony accommodation listings. Urging New Yorkers to prepare for the weather, pack plenty of water, bring proper gear and watch out for ticks if camping. New York State's Eclipse Experience Preparations. Interagency Task Force. For the last 17 months, an interagency task force comprised of nearly 24 state agencies and authorities, has been collaborating on plans to ensure a safe and memorable viewing experience for New York State's residents and visitors. It is focused on building awareness of the state as a prime location to experience the eclipse by gathering important safety and preparedness information, amplifying and supporting region-specific viewing activities, and maintaining regular communication with local governments and municipalities, especially those within the path of totality. New York's public safety efforts align with the state's normal jurisdictional role over state parks and state roads and support to local governments in their planning and decision-making in accordance with their own codes, laws, and needs as this exciting event approaches. Public safety challenges for such an event include traffic management, communications capabilities, and public health and safety. State, county, and local public safety and emergency management efforts have been and will continue to be tailored to the anticipated needs from an influx of those who come to view the eclipse from both inside and outside the state. New York is ready to welcome millions of visitors, and my administration has been working hard to ensure everyone in the path of the eclipse can safely enjoy this rare event. Governor Kathy Hochul. Traffic preparations. Governor Hochul has directed state police, DOT, and Thruway to prepare for a high volume of traffic the weekend leading up to the eclipse and through April 9. Vehicles are not allowed to park on the shoulder of the highway to view the eclipse. DOT and Thruway will have increased staffing and patrols for maintenance and traffic crews. Additionally, construction and temporary lane closures will be suspended to allow traffic to flow. Eye protection. During the eclipse, it is especially unsafe to look directly at the sun without specialized eye protection and can result in serious injury. The partial phases of the solar eclipse can only be safely observed directly with specialized eclipse glasses or a handheld solar viewer. Regular sunglasses are not a safe replacement. On March 18, Governor Hochul launched a statewide effort to distribute limited edition I Love New York eclipse glasses at 30 locations throughout the state. There is a limited amount of glasses available for distribution daily, and additional sources for eye protection are available here. Eclipse events. Governor Hochul announced earlier in March that on April 8 and over the next 2 weeks, numerous eclipse viewing gatherings are scheduled at many New York State parks and historic sites. Register for the dozens of events and activities through the OPERP event calendar and the Eclipse website. The governor also announced that beginning on April 4, 2024, scientists, subject matter experts and astronauts from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA will be providing programming and exhibits at Niagara Falls State Park as well as throughout the city. Full list of events found here will be free and open to the public. Come for the eclipse, stay for New York. I Love New York has launched the multi-platform Come for the Eclipse, Stay for New York campaign to present New York as the place to be to witness this event. The campaign and a special Eclipse website highlight viewing location information in the five regions that will experience the path of totality, a variety of attractions and special eclipse-related events happening across the state across its digital platforms including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter X. A downloadable special edition Eclipse poster is also available, created through I Love NY's partnership with acclaimed artist and professional astronomer Dr. Tyler Nordgren. Visit iloveny.com Eclipse for viewing locations and additional safety tips. To complement any Eclipse travel or viewing experience, I Love New York created a special Eclipse playlist on Spotify, featuring songs that both reference the Eclipse or New York State, or are Eclipse adjacent. From classics like Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart and Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, to David Bowie's Starman and Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York, more than 80 curated songs are available to provide as the ideal total solar eclipse soundtrack.